beginning yesterday, you said you did not want to speak because it is such a high thing.
So many persons come and want to hear.
But yet I told. But first you told us what you said in the beginning was very important also, the qualification, not to be cheaters.
Really, Bhaktivedanta Swamiji has come to give nectar.
Yes.
But he wanted for clear the pot.
Clear the pot.
Yeah.
It's very dirty pot.
Yeah, dirty pot. So he could not give. Yeah. He wanted to give, but yet.
Yeah. I believe that.
When we read all these things and remember all these things, no faith in other people, even in 9th, up to 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, or
11th,
it looks like very not so interesting.
Other things are not so interesting. Yes. But
they are so important.
Yeah.
From 1 to 9 and 11 and so important. But these are ground level. The ground level is so much ripened. Right?
Yes.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Then these will come. Uh-huh. It can be changed.
Yeah. Have you said that yet? But I asked the question yesterday. I would like to know more about that. This cannot be widely shared, but we are just learning now, and I have understood that Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, that if you hear, then you have to speak, make kirtan, and then you'll be able to remember. If you hear and do not speak it, it is not. So we hear this, and now I go to see my friends or disciples or write them letters. They say, what were you doing in India? What did you hear? I cannot tell them. So, but then how did I keep it alive? The philosophy.
Make them. Adhikari, qualified, and they should have at first hear all these things, beginning from Prahlad Maharaj and all
these
Vrsa Surupakshan, which is that something raised, hidden something there.
Right.
So hearing all these things, they will have inquiry, increased sickness. Your only thing at all.
But what about me? How do I keep alive what I've just heard?
No. You should tell them gradually all these things.
Tell them gradually.
There are so many kinds of Sravan, so kinds of Kirtan, so many kinds of Smaran. Huh? In Bhati Bhakti also, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam. In Raganuga, first stage is Sravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam. And in the last stage of Araganuga, is Sravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam. But different. Higher skill. So, we should not say all these things to those who are not qualified.
Yes.
They should say, so, Srimad Bhagavatam, first to 9th canto, 11th canto. And partial letters, structures. But I think that everywhere in Srimad Bhagavatam, somehow hidden or unhidden, Gopi Prem is there.
He told us one time that even in the first verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Gopi Prem is described
in hidden ways. In first slok I cleared it. In first slok?
Yes.
You have heard?
I didn't hear your explanation.
No. There are so many kinds of Vakya of this stroke. So many kinds of what? Vakya?
Commentaries?
Commentaries.
Yeah.
So many kinds. According to qualification. Everything is there in first stroke. And the first stroke is only a root stroke, main stroke of Srimad Bhagavatam. Main stroke is, one stroke is Srimad Bhagavatam, and all other slokas in Srimad Bhagavatam up to 12 cantos are explanation of first stroke. As Mahaprabhu 96 kinds of explanation of Atmaram Muni. So he can explain Srimad Bhagavatam any slok in 96 lines. Raj Purohit Sarvam Bhattacharya was astonished to hear all these explanations. He could not think that so many kinds of explanations are hidden in this book.
I think you explained yesterday that while general preaching will not discuss so much Gopi Manjari Bhav, for his personal life, a Raghunuga Bhakta or one aspiring for that will talk with like-minded friends. And that way he will keep accepted. Because if he does not speak at all about it, then he will become very unhappy. Devotees of our Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti.
So that Narendra is not doing good to explain all these things to
in your society.
He is explaining openly all these things.
We will have to prove that there is no harm by our behavior. We will not misbehave.
In Mathura also I explained something, but not as explained as before you. Not Vilap Kusmanjali, no other. Only Srimad Bhagavatam. That all the books of Goswamis are explanation books of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yes.
All books. Yes. This is where they have quoted Srimad Bhagavatam is from. was in Pogandhi. Pogandhi, you know?
Yes, sir. Early childhood. Pogandhi, Kumara, Pogandhi.
Second. He is going to Cowherd and sing Yamuna. It is written in his Bhagavad. Sing Giriraj Govardhan. Sing Kakuvard. Also Mayur. Also deer. See deer. See creepers and trees of Vrindavan. And saying to his elder brother,
yes,
oh, how beautiful these are. They have come to worship your lotus. There are so many visions. Come to worship Krishna, and all are so much feeling a rush by seeing Krishna. But Krishna is telling, hiding something, and expressing his inner heart by his elder brother.
Yes.
Why he is sitting in Govardhan? What he is saying?
Yes,
why he dear? Everything, Krishna, where he sees, everywhere he is searching only Radhika. And there are some symbols there hidden, which more remember Krishna, Srimati Radhika in his heart. Everywhere is the shadow of Srimati Radhika, in Govardhan, in Yamuna River, in the eyes of his ear, in the sounds of Gopis, in the sounds of Mayur, everywhere, flowers and creepers. And feeling Srimati Radhika. But he is hiding his expression, not solely his expressing his idea, but our Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has cleared this all his path. So beautiful.
And then he finally says, and most of all the gopis are worshipping you, he says to Balaram, as if it's the gopis and Balaram who are embracing. But from what you say, that is also to be taken, can be taken in a different way.
I'm telling him that you are so beautiful. I'm saying. But expression is another. I want to express anyone else who is more beautiful. Understand this bonus?
Yes.
Krishna is telling that, oh Baldev, you are very beautiful.
Yes.
But he wants to tell Srimati Radhika that Krishna is so beautiful. And this expression of so beautiful being hidden, and this is called not direct but some in other manner.
Yes.
Paroksha. Not Bhagavat. Indirect man. Paroksha. Paroksha Vaad. I love a man, I'm telling you. I love a man whose name begins from S. resources, they are pitiful, lean and thin. He comes to Kesavji Gaudiya Math often, and he has written so many books. He has written Jivan Charitra, life essays of Srila Prabhupada. No? I have not taken name, but express my idea more than directly. And it will be so pleasing. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, everything has been written like so. This is called Paroksha Bhava.
And even in another Purana, if Radharani is written more directly, that is not as pure as indirect in Srimad Bhagavatam.
This is the good qualification of Srimad Bhagavatam. Not anywhere written like Srimad Bhagavatam. It says so beautiful lady is going on. But he has covered her face. But this woman wants to see his face, her face. But she has covered. This is the beauty of Srimad Bhagavatam, especially. He has not taken name of any book. Not expressing so openly, vividly. But yet it has done. So much
rasasta.
Any book of whole world.
It appears that Vishwanath Chakravarti, almost more than anyone, has the key to that too.
Without reading Vishwanath or Chakravarti, anyone cannot understand Srimad Bhagavatam. But full root is Sanatana Goswami, having heard from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srimad Bhagavatam will understand only by reading Bhakti Goswami Simha and Ujjwal Nirmal.
Rupa Goswami.
Without the help of Rupa Goswami, no one can. Vishwanath Chakravarti has taken the help of Rupa Goswami. And that is why he has done so marvelous. You are taking all these things? Like Gita, Krishna has told it to some and after so many thousand and lakhs of years, again he told to Arjun, he told that I have said it. Gita was at first also.
Right.
I have told it to son, now I am telling to you. So Vyas is not the author, but Vyas is also Bhagavan.
Yeah.
It's manifestation of Bhagavan, Krishna. He has everything in his heart. He may Prakash manifest. Then what is your question?
Does he realize the hidden meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam?
Yes. But Bhagavan cannot express, Krishna cannot express as Krishna Sakti can express. Or anyone who lives with Srimati Radhika, who they can express more. Or if there are any Sakti, they are always present with Radhika. And they are seen. No, the flink of Radhika. He can express more than this. That is why Krishna wants to hear all these things from books.
Because they present the viewpoint of Radharani.
One thing is that gopis are ananya. Ananya, you know?
Ananya.
Asichetsu duracharo bhajate mam ananya bhag. You know the meaning of ananya bhag?
I know that verse.
Ananya Mansa, they don't know anything
fixed, resolute in that purpose.
In
yes.
Krishna.
Yes.
Only Krishna is there.
Yes.
No?
Yes.
In their heart, no one rather than Krishna is. Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Prema is there. They are called Ananya. Understand it?
Yes.
But Krishna cannot be Ananya any time.
He himself?
He cannot be. In any case, Krishna cannot be Ananya. Because there are so many bhakti, so many gopis, father, mother, Prahlad, Guru, Hanuman, all other devotees. He cannot be any bhakti. So Krishna is Bahu Mister. His mind is divided in so many parts. Understand this?
Yes.
Krishna is divided into lakhs and avinas. No?
Yayatamam, Bhajante,
everyone. He is bound to look after everyone. But Gopi can leave everything, everyone. Only they can give themselves to Krishna and think of Krishna. But Krishna cannot do. So, Krishna cannot express all the ideas which an ananya bhakta, gopis can express. But he knows the Krishna. So when he wanted to test Radha Bhav, he went to Vishakha Devi, that is Raya Ramananda, and learned everything, and then tested in his cave,
in their company,
cave, at Puri
Kampira.
It's then Krishna has
want to take help of Gopi. By this we cannot say that Krishna is inferior and gopis are superior.
No question of
Krishna is so rasamay. If world anything more, by your writing.
It's all right to write about this? Indirectly.
For a special devotee. Because Western countries persons don't see all these things. So vividly and so clear.
May I ask something else or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Gambhira always tasted the separation, Vipralambha. So, and our Srila Prabhupada has written that the six Goswamis, they were always feeling separation from Krishna. They never said, now we have seen Krishna. But they, so he says, feeling separation is better than wanting to see Krishna.
No, all separations are for sanyog. You should know. If you minus milan means
meeting,
only separation, it is so, it is not so. So, Kavi Karnapur has never did written anything. Has not done commentary after Ras Leela. Mathura went to Krishna went to Mathura and Dwarka. He had not touched that at all. Only Braja Leela. He cannot bear the separation. Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, Ujjwal Nilmani, and Vidagdha Madhav, Lalit Madhav, in the last, they are meeting.
Yes.
No?
Yes. Lalit Madhav. Vrindavan in Dwarka.
Dwarka also as a Satsabhama as Radhika, and all other gopis meet. So you three things, the Pralambi is for pushti of mina sambhog. It is only separation and separation.
But in separation, Krishna is also
separation
present.
Means you should know viraha. Viraha means and milan means in milan, in seeing milan means
meeting.
Externally meet and see, and in separation we meet innerly.
Yes. Yes.
So we want to meet innerly.
Yes.
Because mind is somewhat
pacified,
better than this body.
Yeah.
He is king of all
senses.
So by mind, everything goes out, is outward, and innerly he gets to the extent. So the problem is actually not this the problem. What we mean. So in the problem, we meet more than outward. So they have told that this
sadness is better than comfort. So Vipralam is good than comfort. But it is in Prakat Lila. That Lila, Vipralam is there, but not like Prakat Lila.
Krishna does not go to Mathura.
Only there is a Abhiman. There is an idea. Idea takes form in the Prakat Lila.
We would look at the verse and there was almost nothing there that we could see. And then one of us explained.
In Govinda Lilamrit, they have told like this. So I have an idea from Govinda Lilamrit. He is telling there that there is so much friendship between Kasturba Mani and Shyamantak Mani. There are two friends. How they can find in this slope it is written.
I will hear from the pit. Perhaps today you will do a new verse. Are you ready to do another one today?
We can start from tomorrow. We can talk any other.
There are some literature which I wanted to ask you about, whether or not they are appropriate for us to read. Because you told us Govinda Lilamrit at this time is not so much for us.
It is for advanced stage.
Yes. So, can I ask about this?
Govinda Lilamrita has been translated.
Yes. Krishna Nika Komodi.
Krishna Nika Komodi.
Kadikanapur.
All are the same, equal to Govinda Lilamrita.
Sankalpa Kalpa Dhruma. Like Govinda Lilamrita.
No, like Bilap Kushmanjali.
But there are two Sankalpa Kalpa Dhruma, Jiva Goswami
and Vishwanatha Gosvita.
So both are all right for us?
But both are authentic, but the Sankalpa Kalpa Dhruma of Vishwanatha Chakrabarti Thakur is more rasasta.
And this Krishna Nika Komodi?
Krishna Anhi Komodi.
Krishna Anhi
Komodi. What? Krishna Anhi Komodi? Of?
Kavitanapur. That is more like Govinda Lilamrita.
Govinda Lilamrita.
Sangeet Madhava.
Sangeet Madhava. Prabodhananda Saraswati. Very like Chandi Das Vidyapati.
Like Jayadev.
Jayadev. More than Jayadev.
Is this something suitable for us or not?
You can read and see.
And see. We will be able to judge.
You can touch and see. I have read all the books. I have not asked any person.
When
I collected all these books, Guru Maharaj has given all books. I wanted to see all these books and come through them.
After your Gurudev departure, physical departure, did you have any occasion to meet
any rustic Vaishnavas to associate with?
Only Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami through their books and my sadhana bhajan. What I had heard from our Gurudev.
The way
sometimes some conversation with Janardhan Maharaj. I see that in our Saraswat Dhara, no conversations
like. The way that you have been speaking to us, did your Guru Maharaj speak these things to you also?
Not like in this manner, but in the manner of Srimad Bhagavat. Srimad Bhagavat is Parokshavad. Parokshavad, you know?
Hidden, indirect.
Indirect, hidden in this manner. That I was telling that Sivaji is speaking of the color of Srimati Radhika, the clothes of Radhika, Krishna, and all these things. But in other way.
Not so direct.
Not direct.
Why is it?
Guru Dev tells like this. To increase his these things, rasa bhavana, not directly, as Sukhdev Goswami has did in Srimad Bhagavat.
But you are speaking very directly to us.
Because in books, what? Koi bula raha hai? But not directly. These are not direct. We should not do. But you come with hankering. I speak not everything. And I also don't know all these things. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is chanting Harinam and doing remembrance, or is any bhakta, Rup Sanatan, Raghunath, they become in so mood that they cannot talk. We are talking and hearing, but no sign of love, pain is there.
May I ask some? I had some discussion with. Do you remember one devotee came to Mathura Math? And we are having some association with the Radhakund Babaji. Remember, he came to
Dharam.
Oh, yes. Oh.
Anyway, I met another one of his friends who also was like himself. Very nice person. So he was posing some points. He was making some points. And I was responding. So, one point that he mentioned, and I will say what he said and then what one thing I said. He was mentioning that the parampara, so he understands that in our line it is Bhagavad parampara. So his point was that in Raghunuga Sadhana, He was talking from the Babaji angle of vision. The Diksha Parampara was important. So I answered that when I am meditating on our Bhagavad Parampara, and I am meditating internally, and I don't see what is the problem. Why I cannot be serving one day if I am so fortunate that I can actually understand clearly everything. Why the line will not be Bhagavad Parampara? Why must it be Diksha Parampara? It is a question of love and feeling for the Guru Parampara. So I think certainly that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is serving Jagannath Das Babaji in their eternal form. Because this is what I said, that I do not think anyone can understand the heart of Srila Bhaktivinoda as well as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And if he says that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is serving Jagannath Das Babaji, then that is the internal truth. Is there any problem?
No. Secondly, they think Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj in that parampara. If Prabhupada is accepting Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, what problem? No problem there should be. But every guru is not guru. The main Bhagavad Parampara Srila Prabhupada adopted, he never neglected this point, these things, that don't do Diksha Guru and everything. Because a junior Vaishnava, those who have no personal gyan, etc., they will have to accept a Guru. A madhyam shani of guru. Prabhupada has taken the name of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami and telling that he is in the line of Arup, then Arup Goswami or Jiva Goswami. After he declared the name of Narottam Thakur, Narottam Thakur Malli,
yes.
Not Shyamananda and
Srinivas.
After that he Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Baldev Vidya Bhushan. There may be so many gurus in line, but if it is recorded in parampara, the parampara will be so. So it is not a sahaj. It is not a
easy
to tell all the gurus. But by then he has done sadhana and adar to all gurus. But Bhagavat Parampara is for especially Raganuga Bhajan, especially. In this, Sikha Guru and Diksha Guru both has been taken. And in Diksha Parampara, no space for Sikha Guru. It may be that sometime there is a specialty of Sikha Guru. As Raghunath Das Goswami has taken Rupa Goswami. But they don't understand all these things. They have no big thing. Especially they are not so literate and so Vaishnava association. If it is also your Gurudev was so learned, our Guru Maharaj was so learned Ban Maharaj, and all were so learned, Siddhar Maharaj was so learned, everyone. there are no so learned persons in Babaji Srirani class. They don't understand all these things.
May I bring up another point? Another point, he said, and I replied. He said that so far he had not heard of any case where Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has given someone their Siddha Pranami.
Manjari Sruta.
So I replied that certainly he gave, but he gave it internally. Because being the Acharya, he could understand that the time, place, and circumstance of the present time, there are so many unqualified people that what in bhakti and jiva dharma.
He has given directly to so many persons.
He has.
Has given. All sannyas mantra is gopi bhav. These are all manjari bhav. What is sannyas mantra?
Being gopi janabalabhaya, sorry.
Gopi bhava.